AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Money is emerging as a key issue at the global climate talks in France. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports.
As the summit kicked off, the administration announced it's pledged $51 million to a global fund to help poor countries adapt to climate change. Other pledges are coming from Germany, Canada, and Italy. But the White House has yet to say where the U.S. money's coming from, and GOP leaders have warned Congress will approve none of it.
President Obama is calling for a reduction in tensions between Turkey and Russia following Turkey's shootdown of a Russian warplane. He's meeting with the Turkish president on the sidelines of the Paris talks. Indonesian investigators have determined that a faulty rudder control system and the pilot's response led to the crash of an AirAsia plane last year that killed all 162 people on board. They say bad weather conditions over the Java Sea did not play a role in the accident. No distress signal was received. A storm that led to school closures and hazardous driving conditions is still hitting the northern plains. National Weather Service forecaster Brad Adams says it'll still be shoveling weather today in parts of South Dakota and Minnesota.
Anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of additional snowfall is expected through Tuesday afternoon.
A Philippine court has convicted a U.S. Marine of killing a Filipino last year after he discovered she was a transgender woman. Lance Corporal Joseph Scott Pemberton convicted of homicide by first strangling Jennifer Laude, then dunking her head into a toilet bowl in the hotel they had checked into after meeting at a disco bar. Her family's attorney was asked where he'd like to see Pemberton serve his sentence.
Definitely in the Philippines, because we are an independent country. Our laws were violated. Therefore, he should be detained in a Philippine jail.
The industry says production of RVs has just about returned to where it was before the Great Recession put sales in the slow lane. This is AP Radio News. Did you do any online Christmas shopping yesterday, or at least try to? The AP's Mike Gracia reports Cyber Monday may have been a victim of its own success.
Such was the frenzied Cyber Monday shopping online that some sites like Neiman Marcus, Target, and the online payments company PayPal reported brief outages. Meanwhile, some hot-selling items were in scarce supply by early afternoon. Adobe found 13 out of 100 product views returned the dreaded out-of-stock message as of 7 p.m.
City Hall in Juneau, Alaska is shaken by word that newly elected Mayor Greg Fisk was found dead at a residence yesterday. Mary Becker is Juneau's deputy mayor.
The cause of death has not been, released if there's any knowledge about it. So I can't speculate. In fact, we've been asked not to speculate.
She will succeed Fisk as mayor. Ravens beat the Browns last night 33-27 on the last play of the game, returning a blocked field goal as time expired. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.